Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Everybody was laughing except this guy. He comes up to me about 5 minutes later after the party was resuming. He comes up to me and he goes, "What the hell is it with you?" And this is a grown-up New Yorker, head of an agency, pulls a knife on me. And I remember thinking to myself, all right, what did I learn from my acting training? Never break character. I'm never going to break character. And I continue to not break character.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Steve Bookbinder, which I just got to add here, Bookbinder is a pretty cool last name, just saying. Now, Steve also featured on episode 32 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to check that out as well. So who is Steve? He does sales trainings all around the world, of course, now largely virtual, but he's also worked in several industries, giving him an edge and an understanding of how each of those industries operate. But he also took his improv job a little too far. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Steve Bookbinder, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I sure am.
Fantastic. I'm stoked to have you back on the show. Last time we had you on, we talked about your being fired from over a dozen jobs. Now we're going to talk about another one of your failures, and that is stand-up comedy. As a fan of stand-up, I like a good laugh. Can you fill us in? What was it you were trying to do with stand-up, and how did it ultimately fail for you?
Well, it failed in a way that actually pointed me to my current job. So it does have a happy ending, but initially it was sad. So when I was growing up, I would watch stand-up comics all the time, all the classic stand-up comics, and I just fell in love with the whole concept of stand-up comedy. But what I never really appreciated was when you watch somebody on television, what you don't realize is the stage skills. The audience isn't just listening and laughing. There's like the show business of being in a live comic club, you know, between the walking in and the two drink minimum and everybody else is laughing and they're in a good mood and the guy before, you know, the comic before he was funny, all those things kind of lend to it. So when I first got into stand-up comedy, I kind of imagined myself sort of like on a TV show, I guess. And I didn't even think about relating to the audience. In fact, the only thing I could think about was how can I remember the material that I had written for this show. But back in those days, I had relatively speaking very little stage skills. But there were a couple of things that just told me that I wasn't going to be good at this. One was I knew that I could get a gig. I could get a job if I got fired. I could also get a gig if I went into stand-up comic. I was better at getting the gig than making sure I had material. And put that together with a need for money. I always had a need for money. And you ended up with a situation like I had in when I was about 20 years old. They were going to pay $50, I remember. And I thought that was a lot of money for a stand-up comedy routine to a group of people at an old age home. And so I get up and my plan was to wing it. And I remember I had like an opening line that was funny and everybody laughed, but I had nowhere to go with it. And I just told this endless story that just went on and on and on. Didn't even make any sense. It was no point. Finally, after like 25 minutes, they said, "Listen, here's the $50. You just wrap it up." Thank you. So I got away with it. I didn't even have a comedy routine. Got paid anyway. I thought, all right, there's a thought. But I was determined to make it. And then I had these incidents happen to me. Somebody that I knew that I was trying to get into stand-up comedy and knew that I was a little bold. And so they said, "We've got an idea for you. we have an ad agency with two partners. One partner is really nice, but the other one's a real jerk, and he's always being mean to everybody else. We want to get even with him. So would you pretend, we'll pay you for this, and we're going to pay a couple of hundred for this, come to our next party, our ad agency party, and I want you to pretend that you're one of the clients that the partner never met, and I want you to give the guy a hard time. And that's what I did. I pretended I was an employee of one of the clients, and I was their CFO, and I was very concerned about money. I was asking things like, how much is this party costing you? Because I'm sure we're paying for it. And I just had one thing after another thing after another thing. And finally, I crossed the line. They had everything in place to get this guy's goat and really make him upset. Beside me, they had other kinds of things. And one of the things they had was a stripper who came to this party. And actually, they cleared a circle around this guy. There was a couch, actually, in the office. And he sits down on the couch. She sits down next to him. And everybody is standing like 50 feet away or 30 feet away, except me. I'm standing right there looking at him. I'm 2 feet away from him, with her sitting on his lap. And I said, and I'm going to try to clean this up for your show, I said to the group, did you hear what she said? She said it feels like, you know what, only smaller. And to that, the group, the audience, they erupt. Oh, that was the funniest joke they ever. Oh, that was so funny. Of course, she didn't really say that. Everybody was laughing except this guy. He comes up to me about 5 minutes later after the party was resuming. He comes up to me and he goes, the hell is it with you? And this is a grown-up New Yorker, head of an agency, pulls a knife on me. And I remember thinking to myself, all right, what did I learn from my acting training? Never break character. I'm never going to break character. And I continued to not. Luckily, his partner was tall enough to see what was going on and ushered me into a room for safety. And I went from thinking, I'm going to make a living doing this. This will be my job forever. From now on, I'm going to be like the Don Rickles stand-up comic that's brought into parties, blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, the guy pulls a knife on me. He was like, all right, forget that. I'm going to get killed before the end of the first gig is over. So that was over. That was a failure. And I got to hit you with one more. It was a thing that I learned as a comic, and it failed, but it helps me so much now. I said to a group that I was doing a comedy routine for, that I'm not particularly interested in anything. I'm not really that passionate about anything, really. However, I have the ability to sound passionate. So give me just yell out a topic and I will be passionate about that. And then give me about 30 seconds and then yell switch. And I'll just take the opposite side of the argument, equally passionate. And that's what I did. I came up with a routine that went like that. And they said, oh, fishing. And I had the whole thing about like why you should fish. And then they yelled switch. And I went into why you shouldn't fish. So it wasn't a great routine. But years later, as a sales trainer, you're trying to inspire people to do things which aren't really that interesting. I want to inspire you to use your Salesforce.com CRM tool. I want to inspire you to do email marketing using your HubSpot or your Marketo or your, you know, whatever platform you're using. So I'm asking people to get excited about doing something that's really not that exciting in the first place. And that I've learned to be great at. Because if I'm completely unattached emotionally, but I've just learned how to sound passionate. That has helped me tremendously.
So, of course, you are in sales now. You apply what you have learned from improv and from your life experience into that sales training. So where is it that people can go to follow you and to find out more about what you do?
If you reach out to us through my website, www.dmtraining.net, we're digital media training, but our website is dmtraining.net. You can sign up for our newsletter. You could sign up also. You could get information about our podcast, which is on every platform, and follow our social handles. And what we do is not only publish our own stuff and write our own stuff, which is obvious, but we have a lot of friends in the training business, and we have a lot of partners. Some of them are consulting companies, and we follow things like the Harvard Business Review. So we find the most relevant, most interesting, most insightful, most helpful articles about sales. And sales is now, you know, to know about sales, you got to know about psychology. You got to know about game theory. You got to know about 100 marketing. You got to know about 100 things that used to not be part of sales, but now are part of sales. So we find all those things, all those articles. So I learn a lot, as well as we know we help a lot of other people learn a lot. So come to our website, register for the newsletter, and we'll keep you informed of everything we're doing.
Fantastic. I'm going to have links to that and everything else down in the show notes. And once again, I just want to say thanks, Steve, for joining me.
Very welcome.
And thank you for listening. So often, our skills will transfer across careers and industries. I love how Steve's ability to remain in character got him in trouble as a comic, but it served him well in his sales training and speaking engagements. Special thank you to Steve Bookbinder for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of his work, including DM training, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want more from Steve on broken bulbs, you can check out episode 32. Of course, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.